It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hello, I am Matt Williamson, and it is draft week. It is coming very quickly, and wanted to kind of do a last mailbag. You guys got sent me a bunch of questions, and a lot of them overlapped. A couple of them, let's start actually with the press conferences from earlier in the week from Coach Tomlin and Omar Khan, and something that several of you have asked me about, which I did address a couple weeks ago. I'm sure a lot of you missed my massive center episode only. But the term in-house options at center, I guess, was used at the press conference. And I'm not sure everybody knows how to digest that or what to think about it. And I think a lot of you just say, well, Herbig's going to be the starting center then. I don't think so. I know that he's very center capable. I really do. And I think he's more of a active on game day. Your starting center gets hurt, but he's a guard deep down, especially in this scheme where you want a movement-based center, that he gets you out of the game at center in those situations. But I don't think you look at him as center, one of my best five, go from there type of guy. I just don't. I really think James Daniels is way better off at center than Herbig is. And I also think Daniels might be better off at center than he is a guard, although he's a good guard. He's better than Herbig in either department, to be honest with you. And he's different. He's more talented. I think that could be what they're discussing. You know, hey, James, if center doesn't work out in the draft, do you want to bump over and either Herbig or player to be named later or Dan Moore is the right guard? I think that's very possible. Daniels did some really good stuff in college as well as with the Bears at center. I've been told that that's his favorite position, and I could see that. But the other name I keep throwing out there to you guys that no one seems to be grabbing a hold of is Spencer Anderson. I mean, I think he was drafted to be an interior lineman, specifically a center, and they kept giving him more and more and more during camp. Like, I am not saying that Spencer Anderson's a starting center problem solved. Not at all. But he, I think, will be in the mix. I mean, if it comes down to him versus Norzad or Bartolini or somebody like that, I think Anderson could win the job, you know, and be fine. So I think they like Anderson quite a bit. They may have stolen a guy late in the draft last year. Now, another question several of you have brought up, I'm just not going to call anyone out specifically, but several of you have asked me, would the Steelers be interested in Brock Bowers if he falls all the way to 20? I don't think he will, but he's a hard guy to slot. I saw his Vegas odds over under is 12.5, meaning they think he was going to go right in that 12 to 13 spot. Denver, to me, certainly could be in the mix, but what if they start getting antsy for a quarterback? The Jets have been linked to Bowers over and over. Could he get past Indy? Could he get past Cincy? Maybe. I mean, he's an odd prospect, but he's a great prospect. If he's there at 20, I mean, unless another tackle that I can't fathom also gets there, you know, Latham, somebody like that, Fuaga, I'd be very, very highly interested in Bowers. And what I would do with him is, we already saw, you know, Kyle Pitts and Bowers are not the same type of tight end prospect. They're both going to go high. They're both first round picks. They both were stars in college. But Pitts is more vertical, more linear. Bowers is more quick hitters, after the catch, sharper route runner. Pitts would win in a race. Pitts is more physically impressive walking in the room. And I bring that up because Arthur Smith had Pitts, of course. Now, you could definitely do some Pitts stuff with Bowers. But I also think Bowers is more like a much, 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 much better version than what the Steelers did with Allen Robinson last year. You know, big slot blocker, quick hitting stuff. But you'd probably get bigger defensive personnel with Bowers on the field versus a, quote, wide receiver. So depending what else was there, I'd have no hesitation. I'm sure he'd be best player available at that point. The Steelers could absolutely use him. I know they are full at the tight end room. Oh, well, you would basically live in 12 personnel, and it would greatly diminish your need for another receiver. I mean, I think the Steelers need two wide receivers. This would make you basically have one. Just look at him as a receiver, not a wide receiver, not a tight end. Just look at him as a receiver, but he's somewhere in between. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering. With all the up-to-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. It's super easy. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Ben Cohen asks, is it likely there are still some contract restructures? Would this be something done closer to training camp, or could we see something get done after draft weekend to make room for the second round of free agency? Great question. I do think Pat Freiermuth will get an extension. That's something they often do, like during the dog days of camp, cheer everybody up, you know, give someone's a nice contract extension. That's not going to free up a lot of cap space. I know that's not what you're asking, but I do think that's probably in the cards. I will tell you, in terms of contractual stuff going forward, the Steelers have some of the least guaranteed money in contracts of any team in the league. So they have great cap flexibility overall as a team. Cam Hayward could absolutely be restructured. There are others. Cap space to me is not a problem. If they want it for, I'm not trying to tease you, Ayuk or Godwin or some receiver or some pricey veteran, they can absolutely make it. They're not going to do it, though, until they need it. You know, it's just not going to be, let's free up $10 million and we'll see if we use it or not. No, it'll be Cam Hayward restructures, and then the next day you'll see the Steelers sign blah, 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 or trade for blah, 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 blah. But contractually, in terms of salary cap stuff in general, they're very flexible. Omar Khan does a great job with that. So that's a good question. Don't really fear the cap stuff. John Stewart asked me, how valuable is position versatility to the Steelers when choosing between Barton versus Mims or DeJean versus Arnold? Is it a tiebreaker between two equal prospects, or is it a difference maker? I don't know this with 100% certainty, but I do know with certainty they at least give position flexibility more lip service than most teams. And therefore, I think they value it more than most teams. Now, if you run into a right tackle only who's a stud, Mims, perhaps, he only do one thing, but he's great at it, you know, they don't care. You know, I mean, I do think it breaks ties, to your point. I do think a guy like DeJean, that's the beauty of the prospect, is you can line him up all over the defensive backfield. Arnold's also a very good slot, by the way. Just, you know, Barton, to me, yeah, he could be a center, a guard, maybe a tackle in a pinch. I don't really want him a tackle. But if the Steelers drafted Barton, he would be a center, pretty much set in stone, boom, you know? I mean, they're not going to bump him to guard. I don't know why you would, unless James Daniels would leave in a year. And for some reason, a great center, Spencer Anderson, is phenomenal, and then you move him. So, yeah, it's nice, especially with the O-line. I'd rather have great right tackle, great left tackle, you know, great left guard only, whatever. But it's certainly important. Receivers as well. You need to have alignment versatility in the secondary as well. Sure, it's important, but only to me, like, in a tiebreaker fashion. And when you read reports on these guys, DeJean's going to read a lot different than a pure small slot corner or a safety or Wiggins from Clemson. You know what I mean? So it's kind of built into the scouting report as opposed to – some of the versatility stuff makes me crazy. You know, like, I'm not picking on Miles Jack, but when Miles Jack came out of UCLA, people said things like, oh, he bumps out and plays slot corner. Yeah, okay, against USC and Washington, and sometimes he does. But he's not going to line up in the slot in the pros at 240 pounds time and time again. You know what I mean? Or Isaiah Simmons was a first-round pick out of Clemson. He could play seven positions. Not if he can't play any of them great. You know, like, some of that's a little bit of a myth at the next level. Last one I got here. With the new kickoff rules, Steelers Analysis asked me this. Does it become harder to make the 53 as a wide receiver? I just imagine the speed isn't quite as important on the blocking end. Will more linebacker prospect guys get spots because of this? I also think tight end body types will, and maybe even lower end running backs that are 210. I think you're going to see bigger people on kickoffs, and this year will be an interesting litmus test. How much do people value that? I definitely think they'll value returners, Cordarrelle Patterson, more than they ever did. I mean, or more than they have since the rule, you know, before the rule change, no question. I definitely think you'll see bigger bodies on kickoff return and probably kickoffs. You know, like, the Steelers need a linebacker? Not necessarily, but it wouldn't shock me at all, and I might even predict it, that one of their last two picks, I mean, what are they, six rounders or whatever, is going to be like a big safety that is going to learn from Killebrew, or a linebacker that maybe pushes Mark Robinson, but really is drafted for this reason. So maybe this does hurt. I hadn't thought about it from this angle. Does this hurt the Boykins of the world? You know what I mean? If you're still a great punt gunner, that's super important. And that's a big, a lot of these receivers are punt gunners. That's a super important thing in the special teams world. But maybe the 210-pound receiver that doesn't get great separation but can tackle and is tough and has reinvented himself, the Hayward Bay at the end of his career, maybe they are going to get shorted a little bit by the 230-pound linebackers or 230-pound tight ends that can run that are kind of tweener types. So, interesting question. I am curious to see how that shakes out with all the 32 final rosters, particularly the Steelers, of course. All right, everyone. This was fun. I like the mailbag stuff. You guys ask great questions, and we will be talking all sorts of draft here coming up soon. See you.